Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Welcome to the Wonderland Ballroom. Thank you. Thank you. We're going without music tonight. We're going without music for the foreseeable future because we're in mourning right now. I'm not sure if you guys know this, but last Friday afternoon, I had to miss the show because I found out some horrible, horrible news that's kind of like changing why I'm doing things. This show, to me, was always going to be a vehicle to get bigger and better things. And one of those things, the reason why I started this show 4 years ago was to get it on a cruise ship. I really think that this podcast, this live podcast, is prime cruise ship material. We were just waiting for the right cruise to come aboard or ashore. And the mate, we're like, should we do the 311 cruise? It's like, no, that's close. That exists, by the way, the 311 cruise. Like, that's kind of what we want to do, but that's not the thing. And then in January of 2013, it just came ashore. The Mark McGrath and Friends cruise was announced. That's correct. You should cheer because that's why we do this. And then like another 9/11, because this is, by the way, this is a filibuster. Like another 9/11, the Mark McGrews and Friends tour featuring Sugar Ray, Marcy Playground, Candlebox, other bands with box in the title, was canceled. I agree. We should boo. That's a horrible thing that has happened to this great nation. Guess what, China? You're number one now. That's how it works. No Mark McGrath cruise. China's number one. So we're going to go without a band for the foreseeable future until Sugar Ray gets their shit together. Because I think, like, I'm doing my thing. You know, I'm doing this for the right reasons. But we do have an amazing show tonight. We have an all-Baltimore lineup, and we have a guest host that came all the way from New York City. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Mateo Lane, everybody. Mateo Lane came all the way here with the promise of Sugar Ray. There's no Sugar Ray. I'm sorry, Mateo. Mateo, how are you?
Well, I've been fine.
I'm really sorry that was the worst monologue you could have been a co-host on. But that's what's been in my head right now, and I'm really sorry about that. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. I don't think you hang out with a lot of gay men. I know gay men at brunch who skip brunch to get dick, so I don't know why they literally crave it. Their mouths water at it.
How many gay brunches have you been on where they're like, ooh, that one stand-up comic, I want to see more of that stand-up dick?
I don't know. I mean, gay brunches, let's see. I have like 5 scheduled for this Sunday. It's very difficult. I was on a volleyball team once, and you know you're on a gay volleyball team because we had about a 30-minute practice followed by a 6-hour brunch. So
I don't know if you're joking or either way, I'm very
well, it doesn't listen, not gonna lie, it's the truth.
So you and I are from Chicago. I didn't know you in Chicago, mm-hmm. and now you live in New York City.
Yes.
And we hang out in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
So speaking of you headlined Gaylarious last night.
No, I was just featured.
I'm sorry.
The headliner was on Craig Ferguson.
Who's the headliner?
I already forgot her name, so that's how important she was.
Her name is Ophira Eisenberg.
Just joking.
She hosts a wonderful podcast that's on NPR.
No,
as well.
she's brilliant. She's very brilliant.
She is pretty good.
Ophira is really nice, yeah.
So how was the show?
It was a lot of fun. It was in a Moroccan restaurant, so it looked like Jafar's Palace. It made no sense. Stuffed about 50 to 80 gays in there and smelled like garlic, so it was great.
Do you like garlic?
Yeah, I'm Italian. I think it's genetic.
I'm Italian, too.
Are you? How woppy are you? Because I'm super wop.
I'm heavier than you, so I think I'm more woppy than you.
But, like, I mean, like, I speak it. I go there. Like, we're crazy. Like, my family's insane.
You go to Italy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I go to Sicily. I'm Messina every summer because my family lives there.
I don't know my family.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah.
So you're, like, American wop, and I'm, like, I don't ever want to meet these people again wop. That's the kind of wop I am.
How close to Jersey Shore is your life?
Very far away. Jersey Shore is, like, if you want to compare that to Italians, do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I'm Italian. Like,
that's the kind of Italian I am.
I would compare Jersey Shore closer to an autism class than I would Italy.
Wait.
I would. I don't think they're very Italian.
Wait. Is that a bad thing or a good thing?
Oh, it's just a thing.
Okay, good. You're going to be here all
a
night.
A tan autistic class.
One of the reasons why he's here, besides making the show passable for both the audience at home and in the room,
yeah,
is you host a wonderful show in New York City.
I do.
In Long Island City, to be specific. It's at the Creek in the Cave where we do this show. What's the name of your show?
It's called Abigailia's Bizarre Bazaar with Mateo Lane. It's the last Thursday of every single month. It's the longest title in the world.
What does the title stand for?
Abigailia's Bizarre Bazaar with Mateo Lane. No, it's what if I just kept saying that over and over?
That's
Wouldn't
fair.
That be really embarrassing for me? We have comics, and then the other half of it's circus acts.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you done any circus performing?
No. Have you seen me wearing this? I'm wearing Keds. That's as much of a circus act.
For the listener at home, Mateo looks like a girl's extra.
I look like a lesbian on a good Sunday. You know what I mean?
You look like a girl's extra.
I look like... I do.
There's nothing wrong
with
that.
I have a mullet, and you know what's really funny?
No, you have a mohawk mullet for the listener.
Well, Eurotrash. I went to... I was doing a show the other week, and there was a group of people from Ireland watching, and I was dressed like this, and they go, and I went up and I sang opera, and so afterwards they came up to me like, oh, we saw you getting ready to go on the stage, and I saw you, and I thought, oh, he's gonna be a redneck, he's gonna tell everyone like it is, and then you sang opera and sounded like a lady.
Well, yeah. Happy International Women's Day.
Yeah, that's...
Did you take opera classes?
Yeah, I'm an opera singer.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you still perform opera?
In my stand-up. I seriously am, though. I'm not kidding about. I am.
How long did you study opera?
Since I was 15.
And you're 26 now?
Yeah. So I stopped taking lessons and breathing through straws and stuff, all the weird stuff you have to do to
sing
opera.
You breathe through straws?
Yeah, you have to like build up a diaphragm in order to hit certain notes and support it and learn how to like do all this stuff. So I would lay down with my teacher. If anyone walked in, it looked like I was getting molested. Not different from Catholic school. So I would literally just lay on the floor, and you'd have a straw, and you'd have to learn breathing, and I have to do breathing exercises, and then you do warm-ups, and then you focus on notes and trills and all that stuff. Yeah, it was crazy, yeah.
Has the opera training helped your stand-up?
Well, just in the sense that I look more gay than I already am.
I don't know. Okay, I can't follow that up. Coming to the stage is a very talented musician who actually was part of one of our backing bands, pre-Sugar Ray era, and he's also the host of the Digression Sessions podcast, and he's part of the Balt Improv Group, and he might be the first improviser we've ever had on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Josh Cuttner, everybody. Josh, take the stage. Josh, sit down, please, and tell me how to say your last name like a real person.
It's Cuttner.
Cuttner. I said Cuttner.
Yeah. That's par for the course, though.
I'm sorry,
I've
Josh.
Been dealing with that all the time.
Josh, Mateo, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Mateo,
nice to meet you.
Set.
Oh,
yeah,
thanks. No big deal.
What do you want to talk about first? The
well,
music? The
Go ahead. You might be cutting the monologue like you said.
Oh, I'm going to probably keep the first minute.
But I just want to say that I don't think black people are bad. So, you know, if you want to cut it, that's, you know... Also, my dad...
Do you say that when you go on job interviews? Like,
yeah,
how,
I just want to get it
out
of
the way. How
often
do you just say that?
Oh,
Mateo,
all the time.
I'm glad you're
all
here.
The time.
Yeah. All the time?
When I'm ordering food,
I was
going to
say, when you go, you're like, hi, I'd like an Americana, room for cream, and I like black people.
I love them. Love
just
them
come
to
down.
Death.
All right, good
Is that why you live in Baltimore?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's nice.
That's why I'm there, yeah.
Is that why you host a podcast?
Uh-huh.
What's the podcast about?
It's your run-of-the-mill kind of chat show. Comedy,
oh, you're selling it
chat
hard.
Show. There's nothing really. I'd like to say we play games or something, but we don't.
Okay, fantastic.
We play Russian roulette at the end. How about that? The only podcast with Russian roulette.
Well, so you're not going to have a podcast by next week is what you're saying.
Well, no, we just make the guests do it most
of
the
time. Oh, okay,
so
you kill your guests. That sounds like a good
how
idea.
Long
no, they have a chance to get out.
Yeah, and people they come back for it?
Sure, it's exciting.
They think it's a good idea?
Yeah, okay. Have you seen The Deer Hunter? You get addicted to it.
Oh, Deer Hunter, like that video game are you talking about?
No, the movie.
The movie,
oh, no,
where
never
they
mind.
Play Russian roulette.
No, I'm out.
Bentu Mao. Anyway,
so you hate Asian people, but you
no, I love Asian people.
That's wonderful. Speaking of Asian people, how long has the podcast been going?
2 years.
2 years. What do you hope to accomplish? What kind of cruise do you want to be on?
Ooh, you mentioned the 311 one. I'm kind of hoping Shania Twain. Maybe she can have a comeback. Or
I don't. Well, that's not fair to say. She's never really left our hearts.
No,
so she doesn't need
point.
To make
decent
a
decent point.
Shania. I've woken up multiple roommates blasting, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Yeah.
That's a good tune.
Whose boots your bed been under?
I don't know that song.
No, I'm asking you. I'm curious.
Is that not a Shania Twain song?
That is a Shania Twain song.
Okay, because that's a good song.
Yeah, it's
Have you ever thought about being a songwriter for Shania Twain?
every day.
That's
every
a good,
day.
That's a good
I don't
want
to lie to you. Yeah,
all you have to do is marry her and then cheat on her, and you can do it.
I'm trying. I changed
Bob
my
Rock,
name.
Everybody. He's talking about Bob Rock, famed producer.
Is that what her husband's name was?
Yeah.
I thought it was
Mutt Lang, everybody. Yeah, Mutt Lang, yeah. Famed producer, everybody. Mutt Lang produced AC/DC's record, Back in Black. Have you ever produced... That's true.
I love that record, by the way.
Is that...
I say I love black people and I love Back in Black is what the things I say.
Do you like the hip-hop group Blackalicious?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you
I'm
like black licorice?
Yes, I eat black licorice when I listen to
what
Blackalicious.
What does Blackalicious mean?
That they're,
it's pretty obvious to me, Mateo.
Just like gay-alicious or like
sure.
white-alicious?
Sure, wait, what's gay-alicious?
Yeah.
I don't know. Lady Gaga? I have no idea.
Okay, yeah. Do you like Lady Gaga?
I hate Lady Gaga. She's terrible.
Why do you hate Gaga?
No, I don't hate her.
I love Gaga.
She's fine for what she's doing.
What are you doing? Sorry, I pointed at you. That's a horrible way to ask a question.
What am I doing right now?
Yeah, what are you doing? What's in the skull right now?
Kind of... wondering what's happening with this restaurant. Kind of feels like we're in the South a little bit. Like this looks like a this
Thank
looks
so
like it
much.
Could be like a riverboat.
Thank
I feel
you
like
so much.
Bit.
See, I always thought I needed to do a show in a riverboat to get on a cruise. So this is the
that's,
closest.
That's
I could
like
come.
The minor leagues. They'll call you up once you're off the.
This
riverboat.
Is double A.
See, I don't feel like we're in the South because otherwise they would have killed me when I walked in the door.
Mm.
Why would they have killed you, Mateo?
They don't like gay people.
No, that's wrong.
They're waiting until the end of the show. That's Southern hospitality.
Oh, that's Southern hospitality.
We hate
okay,
you, but
good.
We'll let you finish your show.
Now, Josh, you're a very talented musician.
Oh, thank you, sir.
So why do you do improv? That's not meant to be an insult.
Okay, because it kind of sounded that way.
It did sound that way, but here's why. Usually the people that do improv are like really nice people, and they're really good at improv, and like that's their world, but they don't usually have a lot of outside activities.
Right. I've always loved music and comedy, and then when I had the opportunity to take classes with the Baltimore Improv Group and then audition to get in, I was all about it.
Okay, now your group is Polaroid Rage.
Yeah, I actually quit that band.
I am so sorry.
No, it's okay.
Now it's awkward.
You didn't know that. It's okay.
Why did you quit?
I just didn't have enough time. I'm just kind of forming this insular improv community.
So you're no longer playing music?
I play music by myself. I record stuff under the moniker Tremendous Athlete. And
that's a really good band name, actually.
Oh, thank
I think
you.
That's a great name. Mateo, what do you think of the name?
You record music by yourself?
Yeah.
And you perform for yourself?
Yeah, I'm killing with my mom.
He's like Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah,
it's just him in a laptop right. doing beat pops.
That's what I say. I say I love black people, and I'm just like Nine Inch Nails.
What is with you and black people? Why do you keep saying that?
Do you hate them?
I'm so confused. No, you just keep saying it.
Now,
that
Josh, how is this? Is a sincere question. How is the Baltimore improv community? Because it's
good. I like it a lot. We don't have our own theater, which is a bummer. But we perform at least twice a month.
Where do you perform?
That's a problem. Then you're like, as soon as you tell people, like all over the city at different theaters, people automatically tune out. But there's a place called Mobtown Theater, Fells Point Corner Theater, The Strand. And some wind up space here and there. So it's like four or five different places.
I like the wind up space. That place is great.
Yeah.
Are you going to move?
No. See, why do you hate Baltimore?
I don't hate Baltimore, but I don't hate Chicago either. And I love Chicago and I miss Chicago. But
right.
Where do you think it's at?
In terms of what?
In terms
like
of
what's
needing
happening.
To move.
Yeah. What's happening?
Name one. Here's a quick. Test. Name one famed improviser from Chicago that stayed in Chicago.
Susan Boyle.
Yep.
She dreamed a dream, of course.
Right. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. It's not that I love these cities, but it's just like if you want to do this professionally,
yeah, but
you kind of have to.
I feel like there's something said to something to be said about building up your own community, though.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the reason people are like, oh, this sucks. Let's get out of here and go to New York, which is great. Maybe I'll go to New York.
Like Mateo
a little bit.
Did. He said, Chicago sucks. I'm going to go to New York.
Is that what you said?
I didn't. Well, no, what actually happened is. No, what actually happened is I got a job and moved to New York.
No, see, Baltimore is actually not that bad of a city. We get a bad rap because of that HBO show, True Blood, but we're actually.
Treme?
Yeah, that's
Treme.
The one.
It was
yeah,
Treme,
yeah.
guys. Treme.
But we're actually a good town. Like the other day I was downtown and I didn't have my coat on and this guy goes, hey man, where's your coat?
So he cares about you,
right? Which sounds a little aggressive, but the thought is there, you know.
Do
what
you
I mean?
Wake up singing that song from Hairspray, Good Morning Baltimore?
I do. That's I can't get out of bed without it.
You do every can't. Single day. Would yeah. you do it for us right now?
Sure, but I want to finish my story.
Oh,
can
go
I
ahead
that
sorry
real quick.
That's but, him saying I'm rude. Go on.
No, but I just don't know the song.
Okay.
I was just kidding. But I go to the guy. I'm like, no. I was like, oh, don't worry about it. My coat's in the car. I'll only be out for a second. He goes, nah, man. I said, do you want some Coke?
Oh, that's like, so nice of
that's
him.
That's also nice.
That is so nice.
And I said, oh, no, I'm all right. No Coke for me, please. He's like, all right, then. Have a blessed day. Which
that's
is
so
still nice.
Nice. That's so
and
nice.
I did have a blessed day.
Now,
so
what's
good.
Your ideal blessed day?
Well, I travel down to D.C.
It's a good city to travel
stage,
to.
And then I have two guys ask me why I'm living in Baltimore.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I'm really enjoying it.
It's pretty great.
I'm having a good time.
I am having a good time with you.
Oh. Well, why are you in D.C.?
I have a job here, and my fiance brought me here from Chicago, and it was a great decision.
And you hold it against her? You're like, ugh,
did
DC.
You really not like Chicago that much?
I miss Chicago every day.
Do you really?
Yeah, I miss it every day. But like, but there's
name one great Huffington Post writer that stayed in Chicago.
Joseph Ribbert.
Okay, besides Joseph Ribbert,
that's it. There's two. There's a staff of two people. That's the only issue. It's
but
not. Right.
But Chicago's different. They have Second City and they have clubs and they have all that stuff.
Yeah, but at the
Baltimore
same time,
Baltimore is a trash heap.
I love Baltimore. This is not a knock on Baltimore. I genuinely love Treme. I love all the great films.
Treme.
I love Pink
is about
Flamingo.
New Orleans.
No, Treme's set in Baltimore. I love Baltimore.
What?
I love Homicide: Life on the Streets.
No, Treme is set.
Treme is set in it's about the Baltimore drug trade, and it's great.
Oh, okay.
And Tom Waits sings about it every week.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry.
It's a three-camera sitcom that we've all fallen in love with.
Yeah.
It's the Frasier of HBO.
Yeah. Absolutely. Tossed salad and scrambled cocaines.
Good morning, Baltimore.
There it is.
Thank you so much for doing this, Mateo.
Sure, no big deal.
That was Josh Coderna singing for everybody listening at home.
Yeah.
Now, Josh.
Yes?
What do I need to know about Baltimore so I stop saying horrible things about a city that I actually enjoy?
Like, what do you mean? What do you
I think I
know?
Come off as like, fuck Baltimore, but I do like Baltimore.
No, I know. It's just we do have a reputation as a punching bag. Like, I don't think the city's that great either, but I also don't think D.C. really has
much. Oh, no one in here thinks that. No one in here ever.
I have a question. Why does everyone get so defensive about cities? It's not like you built it or chose to live it. You know what I mean?
You're not doing anything.
Oh, you don't like Baltimore? Well, you know what? I'm from Baltimore. Who gives a shit? It's like when people are like, oh, you don't like that movie? Well, I liked it. Well, you didn't direct it, you son of a bitch. Shut up.
What if I did direct the movie, and what if I'm Jefferson Starship and I built cities?
Well, then you deserve it. But
like... Absolutely. You're different.
Thank you.
We're not talking about you. Yeah. You're the outlier.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm the Malcolm Gladwell
you
of this scene.
You put your 10,000 hours into Washington, D.C.
I'm doing it.
And you're reaping what you sow.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate all the true compliments that make everything of sense.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Baltimore.
Sorry, I keep singing. I'm so sorry.
But seriously, is there one thing that I should know? Like, give me a hidden gem of Baltimore.
They have a Red Lobster.
Do you have a Red Lobster?
No, we don't. Actually.
Do you have an Olive Garden? Like a really cool Olive Garden?
No, we have an ESPN Zone, bro.
Oh, fuck yeah. All right, let's go to ESPN Zone.
National Aquarium?
Do you think the ESPN Zone would be a good venue for this talk show?
I think it'd be the best.
Okay.
They're going to change it to you, me, them, everybody zone. Everyone zone.
You got it right the first time.
Okay, good. But gave me a look. I'm sorry.
No,
I thought I got it wrong.
No, you got it perfect. Okay. So that's a good hidden tip. So for the kids at home, for the people in the room, for the people listening at home, if you want to check out the true Baltimore,
absolutely,
go to the ESPN Zone.
Yeah. There's nothing more Baltimore than ESPN Zone.
That is the pull quote for this show. Yep. Thank you so much. Time for plugs.
Check out the Digression Sessions podcast. We have comedians local and beyond on, also musicians. We just had Jen Wozner of Y-Oak and...
That's a great band.
And we had Mickey Free on as well, who collapsed.
That's a guy. He's going to be on the show.
Yes, he raps. He's very talented as well. And we've had Owen and Alex on.
Oh, that's wonderful. Final question of said interview. You need to pick a number between 49 and 50 from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex by Gregory Stock, PhD. It is a truly awful book. Feel free to lie.
Okay.
49 to 50. Pick a number, please.
Can I talk with my cohort here?
Yes, you can.
What do you think? 49.
I don't know. Just
come on, Mateo. Don't fuck me. Don't
try.
Fuck me over here.
This is very. And these, we're also. I like how you're whispering to me, so he can't hear me.
People are gonna eat me alive. He's not listening.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's cool.
49 to 50. Why don't you try 49 and a half?
I don't. All right. You're gonna make me look like an
try
asshole.
Try it.
But
do
49
it.
And a half.
That goes up to 50.
Here we go. Rounding up.
Men. This is a men and or a woman question. Let's give you both. Fuck it.
Wow.
Women. You have serious medical complications midway into your first pregnancy, and without an abortion, there is a 25% chance that neither you nor your baby will survive.
Ugh, women are the worst.
Knowing you will never again be able to become pregnant, would you rather have an abortion? Would you give much weight to the matter?
I thought you were pointing at somebody in the crowd, by the way.
Would you give much weight to your husband's feelings in the matter?
Am I the lady?
You are the lady in question 50.
Oh, yeah. Well, I listen to my husband on all matters, be it reading, driving, or what he wants for dinner. So, of course, I'm going to take his opinion into account. Am I right, DC ladies?
Happy International Women's Day. Matea, you could get number 50.
Okay.
Men. Under the above circumstances, would you urge your wife to have the child or have an abortion? How would you feel if she decided upon the other alternative?
You mean getting an abortion?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, sure. I mean, my wife would be a husband, so...
No, yeah, whatever.
If he wanted to get an abortion, that's just going to the bathroom after his morning coffee, so that's fine.
What kind of wonderful relationship do you have?
Poop babies.
None. I have no relationship right now.
Are you single?
Yeah, I'm single.
Holy shit. Are you
single? I've been
single
for over a year, so...
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm actually taken, but I'm ready to mingle. It's a terrible combo, so...
I like you. I need to talk to more improvisers because you've been a delight.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks
for
having me.
I've been a horrible dick.
I know, and I feel like I was universally hated up here, so no big deal.
No, you weren't. You were great.
No, you're wonderful. You saved this fucking show.
No. Oh. You're not a dick at all. But I just heard when you've come to Baltimore, you've been like, so what are you doing with your life living here in Baltimore? But you don't talk like
that. He's going
to
go around with everyone with that microphone and that suit on anywhere he goes. CBS. Oh, you're going to be in Baltimore. Why, yeah? Like, they're going to hate.
Corey just runs into his coat or something. Yeah. Hey, listen here.
Who's that man talking to? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's going to be great.
That was my Brandon Weatherby impression.
Is it? You have a very animated voice. I like it.
Thank you so much.
Are you a singer? Can you sing?
I am a singer.
Okay, yeah.
I was in garage rock bands.
Oh. Whoa.
Yes. So I could sing the best.
All right, can you sing something for me right now?
No.
Come on.
No.
I just keep trying to keep people, getting people to sing up here.
Yeah, I'll beatbox. He'll do an operatic thing.
This is why I don't like improvisers, for this exact reason.
Yes, and sing!
I'd make the worst improviser on the face of the planet.
What's that?
I'd make the worst improviser on the face of the planet.
No, I think you'd
I don't like
good.
Sharing. I don't like... I would just be like, get off. I want to sing.
Leave me alone.
What are you doing in my way? I want to sing.
This scene's about me singing.
Can we drink? Is anyone drinking? Are we going to drink? Are you not going to drink? Can I have a drink? We're not drinking.
Just
no drinking? I'm not
going to
drink. We're going to drink? I'm not going to drink. I want to drink. That would be me.
Are we doing a Herald or something?
I think so. Let's do a game.
Well, thank you so much.
Can I plug my Twitter real quick?
Yeah, plug your Twitter, please.
It's at BetterRobotJosh. So
he needs the followers.
Guy.
He's
I
got like 250.
Really
he needs the followers.
Ooh, I wish I could get to 200.
Ooh, that's sad.
Ugh,
yeah. God. How many followers do you have?
Currently, mm-hmm. I think 133.
Oh, Mickey, God. Is that, that's a joke.
Yeah.
That's
you,
a
how
joke.
Often are you tweeting?
All the time.
What's your clout?
My clout?
Oh, get into the DC program, sir. Get your clout score. My best friend in the world, Ian Graham, right over there. Raise your hand, Ian Graham. Right over there, Ian Graham. Perfect.
Yep. You can tell how close you guys are.
He retired his clout score once he hit 69. He pulled himself off
wow.
of it. He did it.
What does that mean? Six of clout, 69. What is a clout
it's,
score?
No, I think it's clout.
Oh,
right?
What is that?
Yeah.
What is that?
Thank you so much for doing this show. Follow it. Where's your next show?
I'll be in New York City for the New York City Improv Festival March 21st and at the Arlington Draft House doing stand-up March 28th.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much, ladies. Yeah. Put your hands together for Josh, whose last name I will not pronounce.
No big deal.
Thank
Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Mateo, thank you for saving the interview.
Sure. Am
Josh
I getting
did
off?
A great show. No, you're still on the stage.
Okay.
Alex is going to come up and perform stand-up, but I need to warn the crowd first.
Okay.
Hey, guys, up here, really quick. I just want to give you a little quick heads up about our next comic. He's a really polarizing figure in both D.C. and in Baltimore. He's done the show before. I just want you to give him an open ears, give him a free mind. You know, he's a real tough worker, but he's a polarizing figure. Give him a shot. Put your hands together. For Alex Breslovsky, everybody. Alex, the stage is yours.
All right. Thank you. Polarizing. Great. Thanks, Linda Ellerby, Nick News, the host. Yeah, right. Great intro. Polarizing. Okay. Maybe because I don't hold back like some of the other comedians tonight. Though I love the Christina Aguilera stuff. But I am here to tell the truth, okay? You guys ready to hear the truth?
Yeah.
Okay, first things first, waiters, am I right? Like, you're doing God's work and all, but I don't want to communicate with you. I don't want to hear your life story. I don't want you to hear my life story. And I don't want to have a chicken or the egg conversation with you. I'm not trying to get philosophical. Me and my friends are hungry. Sorry. No, but if you are in the service industry, we really we love what you do, and just keep, you're multitasking all the time, so just keep moving on your feet. Okay, you might like this one, Brandon. My grandfather, right? He passed a few years back. I miss him, but that's not the point. The point is, he used to have this expression. I don't know, DC, if you have this expression, he used to say, shit or get off the pot. You heard about this, DC, this expression? Shit, yeah? It's like a cool expression, but Grandpa, maybe don't tell 6-year-old me that, because I always chose to get off the pot, and it's hard to make friends in kindergarten when you have shit running down your leg. Does that make sense? Like, no, but I do miss. Okay, all right. I'm watching the National Geographic Channel. No. I'm watching the Travel Channel, okay, guys? You have this here. They're talking about the country of Laos. This is a real country, you guys. And apparently, different languages, they have different ways that animals communicate. So, like, bark in America doesn't translate. So for cats, instead of meow, they say wow. And it's like, can you imagine knowing what we know the word wow means? Every time you see a cat go by and you hear wow. It's like, I think I messed that one up. I think I have some good stuff here. Okay. Okay. All right. This is where I lose some of you, okay? I don't like kids. I don't like kids. I don't like toddlers. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to apologize, you know? I tell this lady this. He was talking about women earlier. I was telling this woman this, and she's a mother, and I was saying, you know, I really can't stand children. Every time I see them and they're acting up, I just want to scream at them. And she says to me, she has the gall to tell me, she says, verbatim, dear God, please don't let me hire you as a nanny. And I wanted to tell her, hey, Sheila, you don't have to pray to God. Just don't hire me. I don't know what everybody believes in. It's up to you, but save the prayers for important things, global warming, things like that. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I'll just end by saying that I'm different. I know you guys weren't expecting this, but I'm a different kind of guy, okay? I don't know if people are catching on with what I'm saying. I'm not like most men. I'm different down here, okay? And, like, don't get the wrong idea. Average size, but I have a little bit extra, okay? This is true. I have what God gave me, I have foreskin. And I never was circumcised, okay? And judge all you want, DC. Judge all you want, okay? But I'm proud, and thank you. I would love a nice warm applause for revealing. It's not easy being up here, so if you're an uncircumcised and you feel like you have balls to tell the story, go ahead. But it's tough. But I was proud and I wanted to ask. Finally, I wanted to ask my mom and dad. I said, "Mom, Dad, why did you do this to me? Why did you make me a different boy, a different kind of boy?" And they told me that it's because I would always get hard when the rabbi would try to do it. Okay, my guy, my name is Alex Braslovsky. Thank you so
much. Alex, sit down. You need the microphone. Thank you so much.
Let me sit.
Alex, how are you?
I'm good, Brennan. How are you?
I'm glad you're here.
I am glad to be here.
Alex, because of you, tonight's entire lineup, besides Mateo and myself, is Baltimore-based.
Oh, wow.
You did it. You did it.
Thank you.
You did it. Thank you so much. Thank you. Now, Baltimore, the Windy City, the Empire State
Liberty
Building,
Bell.
Liberty Bells. You got everything
Big
there.
Ben.
Big Ben's.
Big Ben's
Rockies
steakhouse.
There. It's amazing. Now, what's the best part about Baltimore?
Probably that D.C. shits on it so much for no reason.
That is fair.
No, for real, though, it's like, you know, small cities, they find their groove, and then they find...
like Stella?
Yeah, like Stella. Stella got her groove in Baltimore.
That's true.
You know.
That's
wasn't fil- the movie wasn't filmed, but you can tell.
It's, yeah.
You know, there's an art scene, and like...
And you're part of that art scene.
Well, yes.
You are, like, one
art
of the
scene,
best.
Art scene, like Michael's Arts and Crafts, or...
You guys got a lot of craft stores in Baltimore?
We have a Joann Fabrics.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, you
cool.
got a Joann Fabrics. Look out. No big deal.
Now,
I got
do
it.
You have a Hobby Lobby?
A Hobby Lobby?
Oh, that might be a Chicago thing. I was going to ask the same thing.
Yes.
What is it? Tell me what it is, and I'll tell
a
you.
A Hobby Lobby is like the afterbirth of Michael's, but run by Christians, so it's not open on Sundays. For some reason, God wouldn't like that.
We don't have that, and I will do you one more. The previous guest before me, Josh Caderna.
Cuttener.
he mentioned as the one thing we have is an ESPN zone.
ESPN zone
Has been out of business for more than 6 or 7 years.
Oh no! So, oh no! Like we no! I was gonna do my show there.
I know.
We have a show coming up at the ESPN zone.
Mateo, you're gonna have to go back to New York. There's no show at ESPN zone now.
There's no more show. I can't go do my 20 minutes of football material.
We were gonna do an all football. You, me, them, everybody.
All football.
Just Mateo
actually,
and
you know,
me.
When I was sitting down at the bar like a loser eating by myself, I was listening to these two people talk, and they were talking about fantasy football, and they kept being like, the tight end, and he's the tight end. I'm like, okay. That we have to stop calling it tight end because they're already wearing spandex. Now, am I talking about football or gay bars? Like, we should stop calling them tight ends.
That is a controversial statement.
That's the most controversial
that
thing I'm going to say. I call New Jersey autistic. How are we going to...
Don't ever talk about football like that on this
show. All right,
show.
I'm sorry.
That's fair. Thank you so much
are
for
Are you a fan of football?
Football is the best.
The best what?
Everything.
And the football is the best.
Best
everything.
Food, best art, best culture, best women, best men, best not racism, best everything.
and which city won the Super Bowl?
World Series.
World Series is baseball.
The Baltimore Ravens won the World Series, and it was really fun for Baltimore.
After the second inning in the third period, they won the.
Now,
they won the biggest end zone championship.
It was the biggest end zone.
It was great.
Now,
someone did a dance.
Now, what is your favorite football dance, Alex?
As
a Super Bowl World Series champion.
The chicken.
Is the chicken dance
the chicken
your favorite?
Dance.
We have a player that's going to be on Dancing with the Stars now.
That's exciting.
Who?
Because that kind of shows how talented the art scene
Jacoby
is in Baltimore.
Jones.
Who?
Jacoby Jones.
He's Double J.
You didn't just make that name
he's
up.
An unknown, no, he's an unknown player that just got on Dancing.
Why would
the
they
Stars?
Put him on ABC? Who's going to give a shit? I'd rather watch Lindsay Lohan.
Like just watch her like on a live.
Listen, if you that would be if I had a bag of popcorn, I would sit and watch because you know she lives in a utility closet, just waking up like, oh, this pill looks good, and that's it.
But what if?
Wouldn't you prefer to watch that instead?
Yeah,
but that show doesn't exist.
I would.
And this one does.
Oh, that show exists. It's called Instagram. She just films herself all day long.
But
it's
you
fantastic.
Gotta have so many Instagrams just to follow make her it look Instagram. Like TV.
It takes her 40 minutes to do eye makeup.
You know what, though, Mateo? Here's where you and I differ. I love watching commercials to learn about products, and that's what Instagram doesn't have. Now, in Dancing with the Stars, you got Jacoby Jones, an underground Baltimore artist who's going to finally...
He's going to
shine a light
on
the
shine
Baltimore...
By dancing.
He's going to 8 Mile his way into our...
Now,
arts.
8 Mile, was that about Baltimore?
That was not.
That wasn't about Baltimore.
That was in Detroit.
It was the brother city of Baltimore.
Wait. Oh, that's a sad state of affairs. Yeah.
Wait, I think
maybe
Detroit
that's...
is by far worse than Baltimore. Detroit is...
Mateo, have you
Frank
been to Baltimore?
Detroit. What?
Have you been to Baltimore?
No, I drove through it.
Let's just end it. I mean, this whole city pride...
You brought it up. I have no... I don't give a shit about it.
Did I bring
way.
It up?
Yeah, you did. You did say that, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Listen. We're going to reinvent the ESPN zone and make it a full art scene for Jacoby Jones
like
to rehearse...
It.
We're going
to
start by going to Michael's Arts and Crafts.
We're going to go to Michael's Arts and Crafts. We're going to bring in a Hobby Lobby because we need some of that good Christian art.
Oh, we need it.
Guys, YouTube Jacoby Jones dance highlights because he did...
Is he your favorite dancer?
Period?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I think we've come to a consensus. He's my favorite dancer, too. I didn't tell you that before.
Well, we
the
have
show.
Something in common.
Isn't that
Brandon?
Cool? It used to be Michael Irving.
Irvin?
No, Irving. It's a different guy, not the football player.
What about
not
Bob Fosse?
No. That's disgusting. Okay, now.
Ask me anything, Brandon. In this next, this is the one time, this next question, you can ask me anything.
Are we going to, okay. But I can't preface the question with another question, so I'm going to keep talking
and
until
I
think of the
remember,
perfect question.
And remember, with the last joke, I already answered what you were originally going to ask me.
If you were circumcised or
yeah.
not? I don't know if that would have been the first thing I would have asked you.
Well, not you.
Right.
Now I'm nervous because I don't know what to ask you because this is the most important
You're a
question
host.
Of my life. I know, but no one's ever told me.
Do you
like,
know what Grindr is?
Grindr?
Mm-hmm.
That's a no.
Skateboarding term?
Kind of, yeah. Sure, why not?
So.
That's a skateboard term.
Grinders, okay.
You know what Grindr is?
Here's my question.
Sure.
Favorite skateboarding move, go.
The Tony Hawk. When he does
that's gleaming the
720.
What is that move? Just become 6 feet tall and be popular in 1999.
What's wrong with that move?
Was he your like?
This
high
is a Sugar
nemesis?
Ray tribute that... show. That's the entire point of life.
Oh,
I didn't realize he was your rival for so long.
Oh, she is for a long time.
Yeah,
she's been my
Tony
rival.
Hawk and Mateo are lifelong.
We
rivals.
Hate each other. Started
it goes
from throwing
back.
Pencils at each other in the hallway.
Sorry, what was the actual question you were going to ask me? I don't want to step on your toes.
Why do you feel that you need to do characters? To express
wow.
your art. We're getting real. We're locking the gates. We're making it weird.
Don't worry. I'm
those
straight.
All
it's
sound,
all character.
Those all sound
we're locking. See,
familiar.
Thank you. That's my catchphrase.
That's your catchphrase.
That's my catchphrase that Mark Maron stole.
Why? I guess I'm just so boring as a person.
You just want to mix it up.
No, I just think it's funny to... It's like a love-hate relationship with stand-up. And so I'll do the character, and it's like it like borders on like mocking like everything I hate about stand-up comedy because there's guys that like do
Tim
this,
Allen,
like Tim Allen.
I wasn't making a joke. Like that's Tim Allen's act.
Did I steal Tim Allen's act?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well,
watch the first season.
The wearing
of Home
the tool belt I mean, for the listeners at home who can't see him. He's wearing a tool belt, and
we're recording this at the Comedy Store, by the way.
Yeah, describe what I'm wearing to the listeners.
You're kind of dressed like Tim
he's
Allen.
He's wearing a sundress. He's wearing a boa with a tool belt, and he's got a giant weave with backlighting. I don't know how you afforded the backlighting because we could barely get him up the stairs.
Store.
Yeah,
that store.
And he's got one half of his face covered in makeup, and then the other half completely pale. So, I mean, he went all out
Baltimore
for this
artsy.
Performance.
you are one of my favorite comics.
Oh, Brandon, thank you so much.
You're, that's sincere, actually.
No, well, you want some sincerity. You're
no,
one of my
I
favorite,
don't, because you're...
One of my favorite hosts.
That's the problem.
I'll just sit here.
Because you know a lot of hosts. You just met Mateo. Alex
I know,
and I go back
joking.
Years.
Mateo,
years.
You're new to me. I have to take you in. You're very funny.
Oh, thank you.
No, Alex scares the hell out of me, though. Alex reminds me of Adam, who usually does this show, because... they're very, very, very funny people, and it's hard to say anything sincere in their presence because they're instantly going to mock you, and it's going to be way funnier than anything you would have said, the you being me in this situation.
Every other thing you say to me is a fake fuck you.
Yeah.
You always say fuck you to me.
I'm afraid of you. Well, as a funny person, I'm
physically.
Afraid of you. Oh no! Look at us. All no, right. Absolutely not. I like hockey. I'm great.
He's a huge WAP.
I'm a Bruce. I am a huge WAP.
Big WAP.
That's on my MySpace profile.
Right, guys.
See, that's WAP
WAP doobop.
WAP boo.
Well, thank you for doing this. You have a wonderful show called
Chucklestorm.
And Chucklestorm's at Auto Bar.
It's at the Auto Bar, which is kind of like the Baltimore
zone.
Equivalent of this.
Of the ESPN zone?
Of Wonderland Ballroom.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm no longer scared of you. I'm talking to you sincerely.
You've never been scared of me. You shouldn't be scared of me. You've been doing this longer and you're funnier than me. So Chucklestorm is what day of the month?
It's always sporadic. Because it's a rock club and we always get bumped by like Whitesnake. Whitesnake comes in.
Has that actually happened?
I don't know if it was Whitesnake. We've had like fucking random bands like bump us and they always take precedence over our show.
Could you do me a favor? If Sugar Ray ever bumps you, could you let me know and I'll come down and I'll sort things out? I have that power.
You have?
That's the only band where I could help.
Because they like trust you?
Yeah, yeah. We're fucking tight. I'm a good
Why did Mark McGrath do that to his face?
Be look awesome? What are
he
you talking
like
about?
He looks like Cher.
He looks like Mark McGrath.
I'm why literally are, waiting for him to be like, ow, like anytime I see him.
But yeah. you're
What's
never saying why does Cher look like so much like
oh,
Mark
Cher
McGrath?
Looks like Cher because she had Chaz Bono, so that's why she looks like that.
She has Bonos?
Chaz Bono. Is this too inside? Not enough gays? Fine.
Dancing with the Stars alum.
I know, yeah. Chaz Bono on Dancing with the Stars. I like him. He had a good interview on Howard Stern.
I like
yeah.
her.
Hey, that's kind of
sad. Hey, why isn't there enough women transsexuals? Am I right? Woo, 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 where my girls at?
Well, this is why I can't ask you anything sincere.
I'm sorry. Please.
Do you want to do the question from the book or no?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 49. If you and a close friend were attracted to each other and neither of you were involved with anyone else, do you think it would be jeopardizing your friendship if you decided to have sex?
If I decided without consulting her? If I decided to have sex with her? I decided. Sheila, I decided.
Who's Sheila? There's a Sheila in your life.
Honestly,
who is Sheila?
I allowed myself the freedom. Now, Josh is an improviser. I'm not much of an improviser.
Josh Kudner.
I allowed myself the opportunity to when I come up here and do that joke about...
Sheila?
The don't make me... please, God, don't make me a nanny. I just... Whatever the first female name that comes to mind... And it's Sheila. And is there a Sheila in the crowd?
No, there's never a Sheila in the crowd. Sheilas don't exist anymore.
It's an unpopular name?
Yes, it's very unpopular.
It's an old lady name?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't think
you didn't answer the question.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
You just talked about rape.
Let's keep it real.
Okay.
Would it jeopardize our friendship? Does it really matter? Like, you know, like let's experience life. Let's be inside of each other.
Perfect.
Let's
perfect answer. Perfect. Now I think that's
thanks,
a perfect
Oprah.
Answer. Mateo doesn't think that's a perfect answer.
Mateo,
I didn't say anything.
Your face.
I thought it was
dropping
get,
of the mic.
Well, because it was a bit like let's just experience life. That sounds more like rape to me than the first answer. But I think can we? What's the second question? Is there a 50?
No, we already did a 50.
Oh, that was it? So yeah. We just... Okay, all right.
You have another guest on. What are you going
to
do with him?
The musician doesn't get to talk.
Oh.
They just perform.
I'm sorry.
Are you going to come up to New York ever and do stand-up?
Are you inviting me?
I'm asking.
No, he's not.
You're being so, you're so hostile.
I would love to.
Okay. Alex, thank you so much for doing the show.
Thank you.
Go see him at the Auto Bar whenever they're doing a show. Thank you so much for doing
this.
Guys,
you, me, them, everybody. This is it, guys. Come on.
Alex Preslowski, everybody. Alex, thank you so much. Thank Mickey, let's get you up here, buddy. Mickey, we need you, Mickey.
I actually decided I'm just going to do an acapella.
You're going to do an acapella
yeah,
set? Are you serious?
I'm not going to sing. I'm going to do an acapella.
You're going to do rap?
Yeah.
Like Eminem?
Just like Eminem. All rap.
What's your favorite Eminem song? Is it the one about
it would
mom?
It would actually be Mosh.
Mosh? What record is Mosh from?
I don't actually, I think it's from his fourth record or something. It's his anti-war song. It's actually a really great anti-war song.
I love war. I love Eminem. This sounds great.
Yeah.
Are you ready to do this? Are you sure? The music's
yeah,
set
sure.
up. You don't want to do the music?
I just feel like, you know.
You want to be more intimate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that okay? I want you guys to just stand right here and watch,
I'm not going to do that.
Do you want me, really? You want us to?
No that's going to be really awkward.
Yeah. Do whatever you want to do.
So Mickey Free, is this your real name or is this your stage name?
My real name is Mickey Freeland. But then I just go by Mickey Free because it's easier.
I like both of those names, actually. I like for the final thing about
it's
you.
Like how Alex anglicized his name, Brzlovsky.
Yeah,
less Jewish. Yeah, less Jewy than Israel.
That's very funny. Yeah, thank you, Mickey. For the listener at home, please describe your outfit, Mickey.
I've got a pair of black hipster jeans on.
I had those on
and
yesterday.
And some comfortable shoes.
Sensible shoes.
Yeah. And then I've also got a shirt with a little adorable cartoon penguin, and there's iron-on letters that says Mr. Neatnik.
Now, you did this yourself?
I didn't.
Okay.
It was a gifted shirt.
What does Mr. Neatnik mean to you?
It just means like a sweet guy who's a little neurotic.
Is that you?
That is me.
Is that Mickey Free?
Yeah.
Mickey, thank you so much for doing this.
No problem.
Final plugs for Mateo. Mateo, where can people see you?
Doing a tight six at the plumbing section at Walmart. You can also follow
That's
me
awesome.
On Twitter at Mateo Lane, 2 T's. I'm Italian. And once a month, last Thursday every month, come to Abigail's Bizarre Bazaar with Mateo Lane at the Creek in the Cave in Long Island City in New York.
Put your hands together, Mateo. Yeah.
Thank you.
You are done, Mateo. You've
thank
done
you.
An honorable job.
Thanks, Mateo.
Now, Mickey, are you ready to take the stage like Eminem did in Purple Rain?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be, I'm going to lace you guys with something short and sweet.
Brilliant. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for my favorite rap artist, Mickey Free, everybody. Yay!
Thanks, guys. I'm going to do it. This is a short verse about Baltimore. Okay. And it's a cappella, so, you know. All right. Cause my town's more raw and outlandish. They let out law caps lamp like Lando did. That's why freaks on the run from the storm seek shelter in a city that's more gritty than the norm. Cause they can blend right in like chameleons, and Dan Deacon can befriend plural chameleon. A wide range of tastes, we all feel them. Cause Maryland is the state that's more real than the West Coast towns of note, where everybody's broke with smoke pounds of dope. Yeah, yeah, it's mad chill over there, mad white haze in the pipes, bike lanes everywhere, tight dreads in your hair, in the B, it's caustic. So soon as you find a new line, you crossed it. We say a lot with the little like acrostics, cause smack dead in the middle of crossroads is my hometown on the mid-Atlantic, where the Facebook spam for shows is out of hand, kid. It's just a sign of a healthy environment for art, so I'ma play my part until retirement. Mm. Yeah. Thanks. I flubbed it a little bit, but... Check, check, check. Can you guys hear me okay? Does that sound funky? Does it sound funky, guys, there? Yeah. Check it out, PC. Yo, I need this cash right now, fast check. Pump on E, piggyback and smash. I can't pick it back, I'll be sweating my past forever. I gotta get better, cheddar from rap support. Missing all caps, no money and music. That it was when we wanted to do it. But now that you're just even, your disc drops and no props, you drop by the next weekend. I'm proud that I would see stacks off with three tracks, all stacked with a dream of rap. These dreams of rock, tight set it well. A mic from my first friend's tight as hell. I might go live with my rents to sell myself to Hopkins where the doctors dwell. Go clock myself on a big machine. I pass the AIDS screen, let me dig the green. I'm a grown ass man, I need the rent in my hand. Oh, say that you will. Let me get that dollar bill. From the first of the month, we all got a thirst and a want. But do I got the right skills? Now I don't wanna sell my blood and splash jizz for well-paid dykes who'd like to have kids. Plus my grades never were that hot, so I'm laid on the top piss, got no pot. It's hot and I need cold cash to chill, so I dash in gold and I smash the chill. Big day dreams with a Berkman paper on a ducktail ship, just surfing in paper. The life stream seems all compared to the waves, top dogs with their hauling squared. I can't do no deadliest catch, already lost a limb in a medley of snatch. So I got a patch of skin to test toxin. Peter letters are dead at the pet doxin. Anything with cheddar with no options. Hey, whatever's clever, I'm not stopping. Yo.
I'm a grown-ass man, I need the rent in my hand. Oh, say that you will, let me get that dollar bill. On the first of the month, we all got a first and a one. But do I got the right skills to clock these dollar bills?
MickeyFreeMusic.com. How about that? Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mickey. Thank you, Mickey!
Let me power down my iMac. I'm just fucking around.
That's the problem I have with all these Baltimore guys. They're always bragging about their computers.
I know, right?
So rich in Baltimore.